Pictures at a Revolution. Five Movies and the Birth of the New Hollywood. By Mark Harris. Narrated by Lloyd James. Copyright 2008 by Mark Harris. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Penguin Press, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. When you talk about films, nobody agrees with anybody. Guys get mad at each other and the air is full of screaming. David Newman and Robert Benton. The Movies Will Save Themselves. 1968. A few dozen reporters, wire servicemen, studio publicity department employees, gossip columnists, and personal managers were gathered on Melrose Avenue in Hollywood, outside the locked headquarters of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. It was the morning of February 20th, 1968. At 10 a.m., the doors opened and the group was led inside and escorted to the Academy Library, where each person was handed an unsealed, oversized manila envelope containing the names of the 1967 Oscar nominees. The five films vying for Best Picture that year were Bonnie and Clyde, Dr. Doolittle, The Graduate, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and In the Heat of the Night. Some Academy Awards competitions offer an almost irresistible temptation to imagine that the Best Picture nominees represent a collective statement, a five-snapshot collage of the American psyche, as reflected in its popular culture. But that morning, all that was illuminated by the list of contenders was the movie industry's anxiety and bewilderment.